Today's daf is daf Chof Gimel, and we're holding two dots, about one-fifth of the way down. Getting back now to our Mishnah at last. The Mishnah gave us ways in which the Eved can be Konet Atzmo. So the first Shittas that we had in the Mishnah was Alibad the Rabbi Meir, where it says, V'Konet Atzmo, B'Kesev Ayadei Achirim, U'B'Shtar Ayadei Atzmo, Divi Rabbi Meir. So we medayik in Rabbi Meir. B'Kesev Ayadei Achirim, meaning, Dafka, if somebody else pays the money in, there's no way for an Eved to be Poda himself by giving money to the Adon. So first, let's clarify the case of Maya Skinan. What are we referring to when somebody else gave the money? Where we say, Kona Atzmo, Ayidei Acherim, we're saying, basically. So what's the case? Ilema, is it talking about that the Eved is not aware of this? Shalom Yidato. In other words, it's not that he asked that it be done. How could Rabbi Meir hold that he would be Mishtachrer? Is it not true that Michte, after all, Shaman Alela Rabbi Meir, the Omar Chovali Evachete Miad Rabbah Lecherut, we find that Rabbi Meir in general holds that being Meshacher and Eved is not considered to be beneficial to him, that he would definitely want it, but on the contrary, it's considered to be, in his mind, detrimental, because he is no longer free to take women as he wants, if they're Shvachot, because they're easily available. Utanina, and we know that it's a Beferish Mishnah, Zakin Ladam Shalom Befanav, and Chavim Lo Elo Befanav. You cannot be Bechai of a person where he does not have a Yediyah in it. In which case, how could somebody else pay, and then that would make this Eved be Kena Gufa? Elopshit, that's got to be talking about that the Eved is aware and wants this person to buy him out. It's talking about Midaita. And if that's the case, so you'll think for a moment, well, I mean, so then, is it an obvious? And what's the Chiddush in saying such a thing? Someone can buy an Eved by paying for him as an act of freedom. No, it's still a Chiddush, because, like a mashbalan, the other way, that Ayidei Achirim, Ayidei Atzmon, no, the Chiddush over here is that only Ayidei Achirim can be free, which shows that Alma ain't can be Eved below Rabbo, that would be Meir, Shita is, that there is no way for an Eved to be Kena something without its belonging to the Odin anyway. In which case, how could he possibly be put at that small? Anything that he has as an instrument to Fidyon is the Odin's. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Meir is talking about that the Shikro was made out of the willingness of the Yevah to participate, how do you understand the next? We say, Masefa. Bishtar al Yedei Atzmo. If that's the case, the Mashmaut here too would be, al Yedei Atzmo in, al Yedei Acherim lo. If somebody else is Makabal the Shtar, does that consider it to be a good Kabbalah? But if we're talking about over here, that he indicated that he wants this, what's the problem? Imidato. So, al Yedei Acherim am I lo. If he asks somebody to be Makabal the Shtar for him, why in the world would he not be able to be called Yotzel Cheres with that Shtar? Maybe I'll try to say the meaning of Rabbi Meir when he says Ayidei Atzmo. Doesn't mean only Ayidei Atzmo, it means Af Ayidei Atzmo, which then means everything works out fine. Because Koshikeni could be Yotzei Yedei Acherim. And the Chiddush would be that even though normally the Eved would not have a Yad, because Marko Mashkona Eved Kona Rabbi, Chiddush over here would be Akam Mashva, that Gita V'Yad is Boi Keachot. That since we're giving him directly the Shtar Shechor, so at the instant that he's been given the Shtar Shechor, he's also being given the personal Yad and the independence to be kind of the Get Shechor, and that all takes place simultaneously, in which case there would be no problem for Shtar Shechor to be given directly into the hand of an Eved. And then everything worked out fine. But the problem is that Rabbi Meir did not mean to say, Afay de Atzmo. Because, well, in the Brayta that expands upon this Mishnah, it says clearly, Titania, it talks about over there, the Avakilani is Nikna. Bishtar al Yedei Atzmo velo al Yedei Acherim, to Rabbi Meir. So now we've got a problem. Rabbi Meir is saying that Get Shechor is not going to be Chal if somebody else is Mekabalit. So then how do we explain the first part if it's talking about that the Eved wanted it? Therefore, to understand, Rabbi Meir comes along Abaye to explain. Om Rabbi, indeed, Leolam, Shalom Ida'ato. It's true that Rabbi Meir is talking about over here that the Shichur was done without his das, the other person is putting in money. So you'll say, then how could it help? Because Ein Chavin Ladam Shalom Befanav, because the case over here of Kesef, of a Kinyan Eved, is innately different. Because Ho'ov Konile Ba'al Korche, since a Odan is Nikne Ba'al Korcho, if somebody buys him, even though he desperately doesn't want this person to be his owner, now the other is selling him to somebody else. In this case, he's being sold, essentially, to himself. So it's a maknele, bal korcho. So just like if that person had wanted to buy him, that person would be able to buy him without the das, and keep him. So therefore, they can also buy him for him. There's nothing that he could do for it. If we're talking about over here, the way Abai is explaining, that it helps now to be Meshachra Bekesev without the Das of the Yeved, then why don't we say the same thing by Shtar Nami? Because by Shtar you could also be Koina Ba'al Krocho. So why then would Rabbi Meiron be saying that you cannot be Koina with a Shtar, Ayodei Acherim, Shalobi Da'ato? Answers the Gemara. Because you cannot learn out the Kinyan of a Shtar for buys an Evet, for a Kinyan of a Shtar, that's a Meshachra Evet. Because they're not the same. Ha'ishtar Lachod, Va'ishtar Lachod. Each one of them says something completely different, and therefore works in totally different ways. And is that something that is generic, the way that Kesef would be? Well, Malchanami, Ha'ikas Malachud, Va'ikas Malachud. Couldn't you say the same thing about the Kesef? I mean, if you're giving Kesef to buy an Evet, to cane him, to keep him, you can't really learn that that's the same as buying an Evet in order for him to belong to himself and to be Mishuchrar. So why don't we say that we have the same problem at Kesef as we have Rishtar? Yes, says the Gemara, but Tiva Miachad, as we've seen earlier. There's nothing innate in the Tzura of the Kesef that says it's different. It's the way that it's being used. The way that it's being used is purely contextual. Now, here I'm doing a normal Kinyan of an Eved, but giving this Eved for himself. There's another possibility, however, to distinguish between Kesef and Rishtar, and that is Rava. Rava Omar, actually, a correct explanation is Rabbi Meir, is what Abaya said. They were talking about a Shechor Shalomi Da'atel. But the difference between Kesev and Shtar is in this. That Kesev, which is given by somebody else, Shalomi Da'atel, over there, Kabbalat Rabo Gomalo. It's the fact that the other accepts that Kesev that causes the Shechor. It's not the giving of the Kesev by the other people. The Rav, therefore, is not the Shliach of the Eved. To be Makabal the Kesef, he's doing this for himself. And the Eved just ends up being Mishochar, because now the Adon is relinquishing his Rishos to him. So what's the difference whether the Eved has Das Vasheken, the Shtar? The Shtar works as a Shtar Shichrur through the Kabbalah of the Shtar. So it's the Kabbalat Acherim Gormalo. If somebody else is going to be Makabal it, and that's going to cause the Etzim Shichrur, so that they can only be mekabelet b'shlichut ha'eved. But how in the world could they be mekabel something if you're not chavin la'adam shelo b'fanav? That's Rabbi Meir. Continues the Mishnah. The chachomim ha'imrim that actually eved kenes atzmei, the kesev ayedei atzmo, which would imply that it's only ayedei atzmo. So it was the chachomim are saying, b'kesev ayedei atzmo in, but ayedei acharim lo. Why? Am I? Even if we'll say that the reason that the Eved is not Meshachar is because he never bade that person a shliach to go ahead and to give the money. But remember that the Rabbanan also argue with Rabbi Meir in another issue, which is whether it's a schus to become a Ben Tichorin. They hold, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, Mechte, Shabin la Rabbanan dar meschusu. It's actually a schus for an Eved, Shiyeti bitachas yad Rabbo lecherut. And since that's true, why do we need the Das of the Yevet, even without his Das, Tanina, Shezachin l'adam shelo b'fanav, even though ain't chavin l'adam shelo b'fanav? So if that's the case, if the Shita over there, according to Chachomim, is that Shichur is a schus, so then why can't others be paid to him, to be mezakeh him, even though he doesn't know about it? So why do the Chachomim say, oh, you're konat tzmo, because of only ayyadei atzmo, but not ayyadei acherim? And if he does know about it, so for sure it should be a perfectly good buyout. So what are you going to say? V'chi teba my ayyadei atzmo. You're going to say, the Rabbanan didn't mean only ayyadei atzmo. They meant, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says it's only ayyadei acherim, they're saying af ayyadei atzmo. So that it doesn't have to be, like Rabbi Meir said, that there's no way for an Eved to have his own money. That's exactly what it would be teaching us, that Yesh Kinyan le'Eved. As opposed to Rabbi Meir, Zain Kinyan le'Eved below Rabbo. See, if that's the case, I'd explain the continuation of the Mishnah. Ema Seifa, Bishtar Yedei Achirim, which is Mashma V'lo Yedei Atzma. Why in the world would the Eved not be able to be Bekabel the Shtar for himself? If, after all, Kaimalan, that Gita V'yadar B'Yechad, I thought that the normative halacha is that an Eved can be given a shtar, and it's considered to be that he has a yad to be makabel that shtar, because his independence is granted simultaneously with his acceptance of the shtar that is the granting of the independence. V'chitemem, maybe you'll say that when the Chachomim say over here, Mayagadei Achirim, that it means Afayadei Achirim, just like we said earlier, and the Chiddush, therefore, would be V'okomashba. Deschutu li'eved, she'etzei miyad rabo l'cheirut, that actually it's a schus for him to be yotze l'cheirut, so that's good for the Chiddush, that he could be even Ayadei Achirim, so that if that would be the case, if he meant that it turns out now that both Kesef and Shtar would be a perfectly proper pigeon, whether it was Ayadei Atzmo or whether it's Ayadei Achirim, so they just put together the two clauses, and the Arvim and Vinatino put it together and say, the Kesef u'b'Shtar, bein Ayadei Achirim, bein Ayadei Atzmo, and that everything is fine? Why do you have to split it up in this way just to confuse us? Therefore, says the Gemara, we're going to have to conclude like this. The truth is, Ela Bekesef, certainly Bekesef is Bein Ayadei Achirim, Bein Ayadei Atzmo. And that's the only way to understand that part, is Bekesef. That Bekesef Ayadei Atzmo means even Ayadei Atzmo. Bishtar, indeed, is Ayadei Achirim, Vela Ayadei Atzmo, as we were Medayek. But that's because it's not the Chachomim that's going on Libet Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Tani Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Av Pishtar Ayadei Achirim Velo Ayadei Atzmo. So that essentially what we have over here are three separate shitos. That's the point. V'shalosh machlokot bedava. Now it turns out that the Mishnah is now talking about three different shitot when it comes to the shichur of Kesev and Shtar. We have Rabbi Meir's shita, that Kesev is Ayadei Achirim, even where it was not Mida'ato, because over there, since it's going to Bal Korcho, so too going to be makna him to himself Bal Korcho. But not Ayadei Atzmo, because an Eved doesn't have Kinyonim without Rabbi. Bishtar would only be Ayadei Atzmo, because, after all, Ein Chavin La'adam Shelo B'fanav, so it requires now his understanding. The Chachomim Shita, who hold that Kesef and Shtar would be Ayadei Atzmo or Ayadei Achirim. And that is because they hold that it's a schusli eved to be mishtachrer, and furthermore they hold that yesh rishus le'eved b'li rabbi. And then we have Shitas Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that Kesef and Shtar, neither of them can work unless there's other people that are doing it for him. So then the closing words of Reb Shimon ben Elazar are going back now on what Rabbi Meir said. There's two responses to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, "Bekesef ayadei achirim velo ayadei atzmo," and Bishtar would only be ayadei atzmo. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar to say, "No, even Bishtar, it's the same as you said, Bekesef. So Kesef is male only ayadei achirim according to you, because after all, ein kinyan." I hold, like you, that ein kinyan le'eved b'lo rabo. However, I also hold that we do not say gito v'yado ba'in ke'echad, and that the eved first has to have a yad to be mekabel as get shichur. Therefore, somebody else can be mekabel, that get shichur, for the eved, that someone else having a yad. And there, I made it that indeed it's a schus to the eved, to be yotze l'cheirus. So that means that the way that we have to read the Mishnah is Evet Knani Nikna Iskernes Atzma Bekesev Ayadei Achirim B'Shtar Ayadei Atzmo Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachomim say, no. Bekesev could be even Ayadei Atzmo because Yesh Kinyan. And furthermore now, representing a third Shita, that Shtar also, like Rabbi Meir said about Kesev, Shtar also can be only Ayadei Achirim because we don't have a Yad to be Mekabel the Shtar, and somebody else would have to be Mekabel that Shtar for him. Omar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why would Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hold that the Eved cannot get a Shichur through Kabbalah Sashtar Shichur, and only somebody else can be Mekabel it? Because he learns, Gama, Reb Shimon Elazar learns Gzera Shava of Lola Mi'isha, that a Shivcha Kenani, it says, O Chufsha Lo Nitan La. And by it, get, it says, V'katav La, Sefer Kritut. So from there we learn, just like Ma'isha, she cannot be Mitgareshet, Ad She Yotzi Get. He has to give her the get, L'Rishut She'ena Shelo. Has to be given into a place, as we had earlier, not his rishus, but V'datan Biyada, hers rishus. Half evidami achiotzilo gate rushuchena shalo. There too the other has to put that gate into the hands of someone that is not an extension of his own. And since he owns the other owns the Eved, what good is it to put it into the hand of the Eved, where the Eved is nothing but taking it from one hand to the other and putting it into the other hand? Boy Rabba. Rabba has a suffix like this. Now that we've understood the shitas, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that Evet Knani is not Nifta Bishtar unless somebody else is Mekabel it. What would be the din about Mao Sheyaseh Shliach Lekabel Gito Miyad Rabo? Can he be Kena the Shtar by making a Shliach be Mekabel the get? And here's the issue, says Rabbi. I mean, on one end, we could say that Kibbutz de Gomar Lo Lo Mi Isha, if Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds of the Gzereshava of Lo Lo, as we just said, so then it could be that it's the same as an Isha, Ki Isha, and an Isha is certainly able to make a Shliach to be Mekabel her get. Or Dilmor, maybe we should say, no, the reason that an Isha can be Mekabel her get is because she herself could be mekabel to get, so she can make a shliach to be mekabel to get. So ishad imatzi mekabla gita shishliach nami imatzi mishavya. She can therefore make also a shliach to be mekabel to get for her. Mashenkin the eved, where he himself cannot be mekabel to get because he doesn't have a yad, and he requires somebody else's. So shliach nami lamatzi mashav. How could he make a shliach to be mekabel for him? When Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said b'shtar al yidei acherim, it did not mean that he created a shlichut. It means that the Rav is mezakeh to someone without his involvement in any way, that person should be zocha in it for the Eved, but certainly not because the Eved has made him a shliach. Now Tosfos says that if the Eved did not say the other person be mekabel to get shichur, he went in and was mekabel. So that's clearly b'shtar yedeichem, that's for sure. The question over here is where Rabbah is wondering if he bedavka said he wants so-and-so to be mekabel to get for him as a shliach. So then perhaps it will not be good. Because what we're wondering over here is that, I mean, in a case where the other says beferish, he's giving him the shtar, that he should be mezakeh in it. But then it's good. But what if he tells him, I'm giving you the shtar so that you should do whatever it is that the Eved wants. He said for you to be a shliach, be a shliach. So maybe over there the Eved cannot make a shliach. Because the shliach can't be zocheh in the shlichut, in which case the Adon didn't make a shliach and the Eved didn't make a shliach. And therefore, Rava is wondering whether it damages things in a case where the Eved makes him a shliach and the Baal gives it over to him in that fashion. But the Debaya, the Pashta, after Rava raised the question, he actually came on his own to a resolution of how to look at it. Reb Shimon ben Elazar learns out Lola mi Isha, in which case it has to have all the dinim of Isha top to bottom, and Gomar Lola mi Isha, as the Bach has it, that means Ki Isha. Ask the Gemara, so the way Rabbah is coming out over here, that an Eved can be make a Shliach, so then what about the question of the Hodi Amr Vuna Breder of Yeshua? We had an overall question about how to view Kohanim. Are Kohanim acting as our Shluchim when we bring them a Korban? Or are they acting as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shluchim, so to speak? So Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua said that certainly Kohanim have to be the Shluchim of the Rachmanim. You know, it's the Torah made them Shluchim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shluchim, so to speak, but not from us. Nafkamina would be, let's say, Lagabi Yisuri Hano. So somebody asers Hano from such and such a coin. So if the Kohen would be acting as his shliach, that would be a violation of his Yisrael. No. The Kohen who's doing something for himself, b'shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has nothing to do with the guy who's getting the benefit of the bringing of the korban. I'm not doing it for you. So Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua says, no, you don't have to worry about it, because indeed it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll prove it to you. Because Yisar G'dayetach Shluchat Yidon, you know, if you're going to tell me what, that the Kohenim are doing our shlichut, how would it work? How can a person make a shliach for somebody to do something which he himself is not able to do? So being a Zazar can't do the Avodah, how can he make a shliach to do the Avodah? So if that's the case now, I mean, what you're saying is we're learning out Lola Me'isha to prove that he can make a shliach, so then that, by definition, will also prove, the way Rob is explaining it, that you do not have to be able to do the act yourself in order to make a shliach to do the act. Velo, v'ha avda, the way we just understood the din of an Eved and the Kabbalah Shtar Shichur that we learn out from Isha, where Iyu lo matzi mekabel gita, there he himself cannot be mekabel to get. Nonetheless, you just prove from the pasuk that the shliach matzvi mashvi. So you see from here that a shliach can, and we see this from the pasuk of lola, a shliach can actually do something that the mishaleach can't do, and he's a valid shliach. So what's the proof now that kohanim shliach adrachmanim, and that they would be mutter to be makbel for someone who's mutter on not from them? Maybe indeed they're the shliach of the individual, and therefore they would be also to do a shlichut. Answers the Gemara, no. For sure, it's impossible to make a shliach to do something that the mishaleach himself cannot do. However, Valohi, there's no connection between over there. Because the question of the relationship of the Yisrael, the Tzar, in other words, because Yisrael, non-Kohanim, lo shaychi b'torat korbanot klal, they b'chlal have no dinim whatsoever to do the avodat of Beis HaMikdash. Masha Inkin and Eved certainly is shaykh to the dinim of Kabbalah's Haget. Just not for himself, because there's no, the Odin is not putting it into the hands of anybody else. But other than that, an Eved is Shayach Begitin. The Tanya near Ina Devarim, it says in the Braita that it seems reasonable to say that an Eved can be Makabal a get for another Eved. So as long as he doesn't have the same Adon, so the Shtar left the Rishus of the Adon and was put into Rishus, which is not his, and that's perfectly okay. However, he cannot be Mekabel Avalo Miyad Rabo Shelo, because since we don't hold of Gitav Yodabon Ka'achas, so the Yad of the Eved is Kiyad Rabo, means it was never the equivalent of a Natanla, because it was always back in his own Rishus anyway. But certainly there is a case in which it's possible for Levi to be Makabal. So what's the problem over here? He's chaser the yad. So he's telling the shliach, so you be the yad. What's wrong with that? Masha Inkain, to achieve the chalos of a din korban, where I don't have any connection to the dinim of korbanos ever. There ain't a chinami. What Ravuna was saying makes perfectly good sense for another Rebbe of Yoshua. How am I supposed to go ahead and do something on the basis of shlichut for someone who himself is bechlal not even mitzvah in these halachas? Okay. Continues the mission that the Chachomi, they disagree with the Rebbe Meir, and they say that the pidyon is perfectly okay if it's talking about his own money, as long as it comes from somewhere else, so that the Rav doesn't have rishus over. So, Bavachi ha-kesef mishel achirim. Now, what would be the machlok? Because apparently, name of Baka Miflaget. In other words, Rabbi Meir Sovar Inkin Yilevit below Rabbo. And therefore, even though money was given to him by somebody else, there's no way that he can keep that money away from his Adain, and therefore, it never is his to give the Adain, it's automatically the Adain. And furthermore, the inkinyan liisha below ba'ala, that since over here there's a schus, this really is being brought in as a side. But we're just assuming right now that additionally there's a side point over here, that once a baal has reshus to the maisiyah daim, to the mitziyot ha'isha, will also be the same as kinyan avdo. In the same way they had a machlokas here, so we want to bring out the machlokas by the isha. That's our assumption. Whereas the Rabbanan who argue Rabbi Meir Sovereign, yesh kinyan levet below rabbo, as long as it was given with the matana, with the das that the Odin should not be zeichin it, so it's a manat that the Odin doesn't have rishus. So too, yesh kinyan liisha below ba'ala. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Sheshes, that's completely wrong. Kulei Alma, everybody agrees, whether it's Rabbi Meir the Chachomi, that ein kin yilevi b'lo rabba v'ein kin liisha b'lo ba'ala. It's if it's given to her. Stop! But how come I ask him to acher mona? Somebody else is giving the Evan a mona on a condition that creates now an oscillation. Because he tells him, I'm giving this to you on the condition, I'm not shein l'rab chorushutubo. So Rabbi Meir Sovar ki omar le'kni, the moment that he told the Evan to be kena, at that moment the Evan is kena and the other was kena for the Evan. Now when he tries to put a condition on it, in other words, Lav Kulum Kom is not saying anything, because already the Rav had been Zeicha. Whereas the Rabbanan Sovereign, even normally, Almanat, if it's conditional. So what are you going to say? The Odin is Zeicha. If the Odin was Zeicha, then it was never given. Okay. So it was never given, so the Odin wasn't Zeicha. Ah, exactly. So now the Evid is Zeicha. The Evid is Zeicha, the Odin is Zeicha. No. But then the whole thing would be Bato. So since the only possible way in which this is a Matana is for the Odin not to have it, it remains always, at least in that first step in the Rishut of the Eved, never being able to move because of this oscillation into the Rishus of the Adon. So, basically we can understand the Machlokas to be as follows. That if you hold Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, that it means it's mamish an extension. And it's not that the Eved is Zeicha, that the Adon is Zeicha because he has all the Rishus of the Eved. So then it's as if you gave it into the hands of the Rav, and you're saying, I'm giving you this gift, I'm going to ask that it's not your gift, which makes no sense. So therefore, the gift would go directly to the Rav. Masha'inkin, according to the Rabbona, the Eved may be, well said,
that he can't have a kinyan that doesn't go to the yodin. But first he's zoich, and then it goes to the yodin. That means that there's an instant at which we need the zechiyah of the eved. If the zechiyah of the eved takes place, and then the oscillation sets in to prevent it taking the next step of going to the yodin, so it ends up remaining in the reshus of the eved and never goes to the yodin. So this would turn out to be the machlokas between the Rabbonan and Rabbi Meir, and it would make a great deal of sense. Rabbi Elazar Amar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, that's not the machlokes. The machlokes is over his kokai gamna look, even if you said beferish, at the time that you gave it over to Mamanachi and the Rav Chalushusva. So in that case, Kulei Amar, Rabbi Meir and the Chachom wouldn't have argued. Lo pligit. For sure. The Eved is Kena, the Rav is Kena, because in this case also we would say, Komash Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, and there's no separate Yad, and no separate Zechiyah. But how come I ask you? What we're arguing about over here is as follows. You go into Akdele, over here a person, Acher, an Adam Acher, gives the Eved a mana, the Omerle, and he says, I'm giving you this mana, Amenach Teitzebo Lecherut. So you give it now to your Adam. But the giving to the Yodin is in order to be kind of your freedom. So Rabbi Meir, Savaki Amalekni, the moment that he says, take this in order to go out free. But at that moment, Kani Evet, Kani Rabba. Because the Yad of Evet is the Yad of Rabba. Vichy Amalek Amenat, the moment that he says, Amenat, Shtet Seba Lecherut, how can he say that? Lav Kum Kamala, he hasn't added anything. Rabbanan Savit, over here, it works, because the Dide Nami, Aloka Maknile. I never gave it over to the Evet in that case. Because I didn't say that it should be yours. Therefore, the Arav is not Zoyche in it. Dolo Amrele, El Amenach Teitzeba Lecherut. He never said, I'm giving you this thing. He's saying, you, I'm handing this over to you in order that it go to your Adon Amenach Teitzeba Lecherut. Now, the Maisa Taisus is Mechalik over here between the case of the Isha and the case of the Yonah. And they're not the same at all. Because certainly a Zechiyah first to an Isha. Therefore, says the Gemara, we're going to have to conclude like this. The truth is, Ela Bekesev, certainly Bekesev is Bein Ayadei Acherim, Bein Ayadei Atzmo. And that's the only way to understand that part. It's Bekesev. That Bekesev Ayadei Atzmo means even Ayadei Atzmo. Bishtar, indeed, is Ayadei Acherim Velo Ayadei Atzmo, as we were Medayek. But that's because it's not the Chachomim that's going on Libir Rabshim Ben Elazar. Tani Rabshim Ben Elazar Omer. Av Pishtar Ayadei Acherim Velo Ayadei Atzmo. So that essentially what we have over here are three separate Shitos. That's the point. Vishalosh Machlokot Bedava. Now it turns out that the Mishnah is now talking about three different Shitot when it comes to the Shichur of Kesev and Shtar. We have Rabbi Meir Shita, that Kesev is Ayadei Acherim, even where it was not Midaato, because over there, since it's going to Bal Korcho, so too can it be Makne him to himself, Bal Korcho. But not Ayadei Atzmo, because an Eved doesn't have Kinyonim without Rabbi. Bishtar would only be Ayadei Atzmo, because, after all, Ein Chavin La'adam Shelo Befanav, so it requires now his understanding. The Chachomim Pshita, who hold that Kesef and Shtar would be Ayadei Atzmo or Ayadei Acheri. And that is because they hold that it's a schusli eved to be mishtachrer. And furthermore, they hold that yesh rishus le'eved b'li rabbi. And then we have Shitas Rib Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that Kesev and Shtar, neither of them can work unless there's other people that are doing it for him. So then the closing words of Rib Shimon ben Elazar are going back now on what Rabbi Meir said. There's two responses to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, "Bekesev ayadei acherim velo ayadei atzmo," and Bishtar would only be ayadei atzmo. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar to say, "No, even Bishtar, it's the same as you said, Bekesev." So Kesev is male only ayadei acherim according to you, because after all, ein kinyan. I hold, like you, that ein kinyan the eved below rabo. However, I also hold that we do not say gito v'yado ba'in ke'echad, and that the eved first has to have a yad to be mekabel as get shichur. Therefore, somebody else can be mekabel, that get shichur, for the eved, that someone else having a yad. And there, I made it that indeed it's a schus to the eved, to be yotze l'cheirus. So that means that the way that we have to read the Mishnah is Evet Knani Nikna Iskernes Atzma Bekesev Ayadei Acherim B'Shtar Ayadei Atzma Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachomim say, no, Bekesev could be even Ayadei Atzma, because Yesh Kinyan. And furthermore now, representing a third shita, that shtar also, like Rabbi Meir said about kesef, shtar also can be only ayyadei acherim, because we don't have a yad to be mekabel the shtar, and somebody else would have to be mekabel that shtar for him. Omar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why would Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hold that the Eved cannot get a shichra through Kabbalah Sashtar Shichra, and only somebody else can be Mekabalit? Because he learns, Gama, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar learns Gzera Shava of Lola Mi Isha, that a Shivcha, Kenanit, it says, O Chufsha Lo Nitan La. And by it, get, it says, Vikatav La, Sefer Kritut. So from there we learn, just like my Isha, she cannot be mitgareshet at she yotzi get. He has to give her the get l'reshut she'ena shelo. Has to be given into a place, as we had earlier, not his reshus, but v'datan biyada, hers reshus. Haf evedami at she yotzi lo get l'reshut she'ena shelo. There too the other has to put that get into the hands of someone that is not an extension of his own. And since he owns the other owns the Eved, what good is it to put it into the hand of the Eved, where the Eved is nothing but taking it from one hand to the other and putting it into the other hand? Boy, Rabba. Rabba has a suffix like this. Now that we've understood the Shitas, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that Eved Knani is not Nifta Bishtar unless somebody else is Mekablet? What would be the din about Maushe Yaseh Shliach Lekabel Gitomi Ad Rabo? Can he be Kena the Shtar by making a Shliach to be Mekabel the Get? And here's the issue, says Rabbi. I mean, on one end we could say that Kibbut the Gomar La La Mi Isha, if Reb Shimon Elazar holds of the Gzereshava of La La, as we just said, so then it could be that it's the same as an Isha, Ki Isha, and an Isha is certainly able to make a Shliach to be Mekabel her get. Or Dilmor, maybe we should say, no, the reason that an Isha can be Mekabel her get is because she herself can be Mekabel the get, so she can make a Shliach to be Mekabel the get. So Isha, di Matzi Mekabel Gita, Shashliach Nami Matzi Meshavya, she can therefore make also a Shliach to be Mekabel the get for her. Mashenkin the Eved, where he himself cannot be Mekabel the get because he doesn't have a Yad, and he requires somebody else's. So Shliach Nami Lamotzi Mashavya, how could he make a Shliach to be Mekabel it for him? When Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, B'shtar al yidei acherim, it did not mean that he created a Shlichut. It means that the Rav is mezakeh to someone without his involvement in any way, that person should be zocha in it for the Eved, but certainly not because the Eved has made him a shliach. Now Tosfos says that if the Eved did not say to the other person to be mekabel to get shichur, and he went in and was mekabel, so that's clearly b'shtar yedei acherim, that's for sure. The question over here is where Rabbah is wondering if he bedavka said he wants so-and-so to be mekabel to get for him as a shliach. So then perhaps it will not be good. Because what we're wondering over here is that, I mean, in a case where the other says beferish, he's giving him the shtar, that he should be mezak in it. But then it's good. But what if he tells him, I'm giving you the shtar so that you should do whatever it is that the Eved wants? He said for you to be a shliach, be a shliach. So maybe over there the Eved cannot make a shliach. Because the shliach can't be zorch in the shlichut, in which case the Adon didn't make a shliach and the Eved didn't make a shliach. And therefore, Rava is wondering whether it damages things in a case where the Eved makes him a shliach and the Baal gives it over to him in that fashion. But the Debaya, the Pashta, after Rava raised the question, he actually came on his own to a resolution of how to look at it. Reb Shimon ben Elazar learns out Lola Mi Isha, in which case it has to have all the dinim of Isha top to bottom, and Gomar Lola Mi Isha, as the Bach has it, that means Ki Isha. He asks the Gemara, so the way Rabbah is coming out over here, that an Eved can be make a Shliach, so then what about the question of the Hodi Amr Vuna Breder of Yeshua? We had an overall question about how to view Kohanim. Are Kohanim acting as our Shluchim when we bring them a Korban? Or are they acting as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shluchim, so to speak? So Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua said that certainly Kohanim have to be the Shluchim of Rachmanin. In other words, the Torah made them Shluchim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shluchim, so to speak, but not from us. Nafkamina would be, let's say, Lagabi Yisuri Hanoh. So somebody asers Hanoh from such and such a coin. So if the Kohen would be acting as his shliach, that would be a violation of his Yisrael. No. The Kohen who's doing something for himself, b'shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has nothing to do with the guy who's getting the benefit of the bringing of the korban. I'm not doing it for you. So Ravuna Brev of Yeshua says, no, you don't have to worry about it, because indeed it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch, and I'll prove it to you. Because Isa Gadatach Shluchat Yidon, you know, if you're going to tell me what, that the Kohenim are doing our Shluchut, how would it work? How could a person make a Shliach for somebody to do something which he himself is not able to do? So being as a Zar can't do the Avodah, how can he make a Shliach to do the Avodah? So if that's the case now, I mean, what you're saying is we're learning out Lolami Isha to prove that you can make a shliach, so then that, by definition, will also prove, the way Rab is explaining it, that you do not have to be able to do the act yourself in order to make a shliach to do the act. V'lo, v'ha avda, the way we just understood the din of an eved, and the Kabbalah shtar shichur, that we learn out from Isha, where iu lo matzi mekabo gita, there he himself cannot be mekabo the get. Nonetheless, you just prove from the pasuk that the shliach matzvi mashvi. So you see from here that a shliach can, and we see this from the pasuk of lo, a shliach can actually do something that the mishaleach can't do, and he's a valid shliach. So what's the proof now that kohanim shliach adrachmanim, and that they would be mutter to be marked for someone who's mutter on not from them? Maybe indeed they're the shliach of the individual, and therefore they would be usher to do a shliach. Answers the Gemara, no. For sure, it's impossible to make a shliach to do something that the mishaleach himself cannot do. However, v'lohi, there's no connection between over there. Because the question of the relationship of the Yisrael, the Tzar, in other words, because Yisrael, non-Kohanim, lo shaychi betorat korbanot klal, they bechlal have no dinim whatsoever to do the avodah of Beis HaMikdash. Masha Inkin and Eved certainly is shaykh to the dinim of Kabbalah Haget. Just not for himself, because there's no, the Odin is not putting it in the hands of anybody else. But other than that, an Eved is shaykh begitin. The Tanya near Ina Devarim, it says in a bright tongue, and it seems reasonable to say that an Eved can be makabel a get for another Eved. So as long as he doesn't have the same Adon, so the Shtar left the Rishus of the Adon and was put into Rishus, which is not his, and that's perfectly okay. However, he cannot be Mekabel Avalo Miyad Rabo Shalo, because since we don't hold of Gitav Yodabon Ka'achas, so the Yad of the Eved is Kiyad Rabo, it means there was never the equivalent of a Natanla, because it was always back in his own Rishus anyway. But certainly there is a case in which it's possible for Levi to be Makabal. So what's the problem over here? He's chaser the yad. So he's telling the shliach, so you be the yad. What's wrong with that? Masha Inkain, to achieve the chalos of a din korban, where I don't have any connection to the dinim of korbanos ever. There ain't a chinami. What Ravuna was saying makes perfectly good sense for the Rebbe of Yeshua. How am I supposed to go ahead and do something on the basis of shlichut for someone who himself is bechlal not even mitzvah in these halachas? Okay. Continues the mission that the Chachomi, they disagree with the Rebbe Meir, and they say that the pidyon is perfectly okay if it's talking about his own money, as long as it comes from somewhere else, so that the Rav doesn't have rishus over. So, Bavachi ha-kesef mishel achirim. Now, what would be the machlok? It's apparently name of Akam Miflagay. In other words, Rabbi Meir Sovar Inkin Yilevin below Rabbo. And therefore, even though money was given to him by somebody else, there's no way that he can keep that money away from his Adain, and therefore it never is his to give the Adain, it's automatically the Adain. And furthermore, the inkinyan liisha below ba'ala, that since over here there's a schus, this really is being brought in as a side. We're just assuming right now that additionally there's a side point over here, that once a baal has reshus to the maisiyah dayim, to the mitziyot ha'isha, will also be the same as kinyan avdo. In the same way they had a machlokas here, so we want to bring out the machlokas by the isha. That's our assumption. Whereas the rabbonin who argue Rabbi Meir Savrin, yesh kinyan levet below rabbo, as long as it's given with a matana, with the das that the other should not be zechin it, so it's a manat that the other doesn't have rishus. So too, yesh kinyan liisha below ba'ala. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Sheshes, that's completely wrong. Kulei Alma, everybody agrees, whether it's Rabbi Meir the Chachomi, that enkin yilevi below rabba, enkin liisha below ba'ala. If it's given to her, stop. But somebody else is giving the Eved a mona on a condition that creates an oscillation. Because he tells him, I'm giving this to you on the condition, I'm not shein l'rab chorushutba. So Rabbi Meir Sovar ki omar le'kni, the moment that he told the Eved to be kene, at that moment the Eved is kene, and the Adam is kene for the Eved. Now when he tries to put a condition on it, v'chi omar le'amanat shein l'rab chorushutba, in other words, lab klum kom is not saying anything, because already the Rav had been zeicha. Whereas the Rabbanan Savar, even the Amalei, Amanat, Amalei Tzlai, if it's conditional. So, what are you going to say? The Adam is Zohar. If the Adam is Zohar, then it was never given. Okay. So it was never given, so the Adam wasn't Zohar. Ah, exactly. So now the Eved is Zohar. The Eved is Zohar, the Adam is Zohar. No. But then the whole thing would be Bato. So since the only possible way in which this is a Matana is for the Adam not to have it, it remains always, at least in that first step in the Rishuta of the Eved, never being able to move because of this oscillation into the Rishus of the Adon. So, I mean, basically we can understand the Machlokas to be as follows. That if you hold Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo, that it means it's mamash an extension. And it's not that the Eved is Zeuche, that the Adon is Zeuche because he has all the Rishus of the Eved. So then it's as if you gave it into the hands of the Rav, and you're saying, I'm giving you this gift, I'm going to ask that it's not your gift, which makes no sense. So therefore, the gift would go directly to the Rav. Mashenken, according to the Rabbona, the Eved may be well said that he can't have a kinyan that doesn't go to the Yodin. But first he's Zeuch, and then it goes to the Yodin. That means that there's an instant at which we need the Zechi of the Eved. If the Zechi of the Eved takes place, and then the oscillation sets in to prevent it taking the next step of going to the Yodin, so it ends up remaining in the Rishus of the Eved, and never goes to the Yodin. So this would turn out to be the Machlokas between the Rabbonan and Rabbi Meir, and it would make a great deal of sense. Rabbi Elazar Amar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, that's not the machlokes. The machlokes is over his kokai gamna look, even if you said beferish, at the time that you gave it over to Mamanachi and the Rav Chalushusla. So in that case, Kule Amar, Rabbi Meir and the Chachom wouldn't have argued. Lo pligit. For sure. The Eved is Kene, the Rav is Kene, because in this case also we would say, Komash Kana Eved, Kana Rabbi, and there's no separate Yad, and no separate Zechiyah. V'achum Ayas Kene, what we're arguing about over here is as follows. You're going to Aknele, over here a person, Acher, an Adam Acher, gives the Eved a mana, the Omerle, and he says, I'm giving you this mana, Amanach Teitzebo L'Cherut. So you give it now to your Adam. But the giving to the Adain is in order to be kind of your freedom. So Rabbi Meir Savar ki Amar le'kni, the moment that he says, take this in order to go out free. But at that moment, koni evet v'koni rabba, because the yad of evet is the yad of rabba. V'chi Amar le'alminat, the moment that he says, Amanat sh'teitzeba l'cherut, how can he say that? Lav kum karmala, he hasn't added anything. Rabbanan Savar that over here, it works, because the didei nami alokam akimle. I never gave it over to the evet in that case, because I didn't say that it should be yours. Therefore, the Arav is not Zoyche in it. Dolo Amrele, El Amanach Teitzeba L'Cherut. He never said, I'm giving you this thing. He's saying you, I'm handing this over to you in order that it go to your Adon Amanach Teitzeba L'Cherut. Now, the Maisa Taisus is Mechalik over here between the case of the Isha and the case of the Yonah. And they're not the same at all. Because certainly a Zechiah first to an Isha.